Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Kramer, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Pesce reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau bunts towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Garcia moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 3-1. Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Easter reaches second base with a double. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Walt Masterson now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Wright pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wright reaches second base with a double. Tebbets moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller now pitching. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Tebbets scores. Wright moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesce moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesky scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Staubs now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan strikes out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bob Feller. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Easter reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Doby moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dobie scores. One out. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn pinch hits for Al Benton. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Steve Gromick now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Frank Papish now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Zerilla moves to second. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Zerilla moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.